This is the Cherry Bomb here. You're listening to Conversations with Crossdressers. Welcome to episode 5. Thank you so much if you've been listening and downloading my podcast. I have about 125 downloads so far, according to the Podbean statistics. I will try to get it on some more platforms, but for now, that's where it is. You can follow me on FetLife at CBOMBZ, C-B-O-M-B-Z, and check out some of my pictures and the links to the other 4 podcasts as well. I have another announcement. The Rainbow Mountain event for crossdressers and their admirers is coming up this weekend. I'm very excited about this. Roxy and I will be there. My friend Mia will be there. She's from episode 3. We're thinking about bringing some of our extra clothes that we don't want to wear anymore and doing some type of a clothing exchange. I think that would be so awesome. So if you're interested in getting rid of some of your clothes, accessories, shoes, and maybe see what else is out there that you can exchange with other people, bring them. Bring it all. Hopefully we'll find a place that we can do it. Maybe by the pool or something. I'll check with Rainbow Mountain. Also, don't forget to check out Roxy's book, or books, I should say. 3 volumes of very sexy stories called Seamed Stockings, A Transvestite's Life Story. I have the link in the show notes. Also, one more thing. If you are going to Rainbow Mountain and you'd like to set up a time for us to chat for my podcast, just message me on FetLife. Or if you are a crossdresser and you can't make it to the event, or if you're a crossdresser and you are living not in the North Jersey area, we can still chat. We can do a Zoom chat and I can see you all dressed up and looking pretty and we can have a conversation that way. So feel free to send me a message if you're interested. Now on to episode 5. Rennie. Rennie is a very experienced crossdresser who has lovely long legs and a very feminine persona. During our conversation, she gives advice to anyone who is just starting to crossdress. But also, the conversation was deeply personal, and it reminded me that when I see and meet my CD friends, I sometimes don't even think about the life they lead on the other side. I guess part of it is what they want as well, to leave that life for a while and become someone completely different. I think it's exciting to receive a whole other kind of attention from people, and I can feel that desire in her words as we spoke. I felt that before too. The first time I was dominated was by a man, and I completely submitted to him. I became a different person, and I had someone saying things to me that I had never experienced before. And doing things to me that I had never experienced before. He told me not to speak. He told me he was going to make me his slave and I was going to do as I was told. And I knelt in front of him and he slowly fed me his cock, a little bit at a time. But I was so hungry for it by that time because everything he was doing was a complete turn on. And I couldn't speak, but I looked up at him with my eyes and begged for more. I wanted it. I wanted that cock in my mouth. I was so hungry. And he started to fuck my mouth for a few minutes. And then he left me there. Half naked, on my knees, longing for him to come back and do it all again. And do more. I wanted so much more. But that moment changed my life in so many ways, and it is one of the reasons I am on FetLife and here with you listeners today. I think I just wanted to kind of relate the fact that I know what it feels like to feel like another person. Oh, I'm sorry for my sexy digression. I may need to go play with my pussy for a while as you listen to Rennie's story. Enjoy. I'm here talking to Rennie.
Hi.
Hi. And Rennie and I were just going to sit down and have a conversation about her cross-dressing experiences. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start from the beginning, like when you started? About wow. How old were you, maybe?
Or a kid. Like, okay. 8. You know, just wearing my mother's stuff and things, you know, mm-hmm. around the house. And then dropped out for a little bit, you know, and then got back into it probably later on in my life, 30s.
What was your thought process before you started putting on, like, your mother's clothes? Like, first of all, what piece of clothing did you gravitate towards?
All of it. I just love women's clothes. Everything about it. Panties, stockings, girdles.
And what would you say, like, how did it start in your mind?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. There's something about putting a skirt on, you know, and,
You saw a woman wearing one and it just kind of...
Yeah. And especially when you're walking outside and you can feel the cool breeze getting your legs and being shaved, of course. I get it with you women. I mean, it feels, touch.
Yes. I'm like, that's what I like. I love to touch the stockings, yep. The material.
And even the skin, the smooth skin, mm-hmm. you know, with no hair on it.
Mm-hmm. It does feel good, right? Yeah. When you put on like a silky type of clothing.
Or even being touched.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a significant difference
mm-hmm.
in touching without hair.
Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love that feeling too. I never even really thought of that though. As far as, you know, like a man desiring to be shaven and touched clean shaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's erotic. And it just feels good.
Yeah. So you said you did it when you were around 8, mm-hmm. right? And then you stopped for a while.
Yeah, you know, because you got into adolescence, and then I was very busy in athletics and stuff, you know, so probably didn't start again until in my 30s.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think started it up again? Was the desire always there?
Yeah, you know, mind? I just, it's the woman thing, you know, I just love women. What can I say? So I try to emulate them all the time. I watch them very, very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way they move. I like the way they look. And the clothes they get to wear. You know, they mm-hmm. they have it all.
It's true. I think in one of my other intros I said that, you know, women get to wear pretty, lacy, silky,
mm-hmm.
you know, pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, men get, like, boxer briefs.
Yeah, right.
That's what they get.
Exactly.
Sometimes they're, like, silky, but it's not the same.
Exactly.
So you said you like to emulate women. Did you learn anything from, did you have somebody in your life at that time
mm-hmm.
when you were younger, when you were starting out, did you have anybody in your life that was, you know, supportive or could help you shop?
A woman, you mean?
Yeah, a woman. Mm-hmm.
In my whole entire life?
Well, I was thinking more like when you were young, but...
No, not when I was young, but when I about 10 or 15 years ago, I had a girlfriend and we used to go out, you know, occasionally and stuff like that and have fun. We used to go parking in the car, you know, and she loved it because I was soft and smooth and it was kind of fun for her to put her hand up my skirt. it was fun.
Mm-hmm. And you, was this a girlfriend? Were you married?
Yeah, she was a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. A girlfriend. And we're still friends.
Well, that's...
We just don't hang out in this type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite type of women's clothing?
Well, I love heels. And skirts, dresses. I like jeans, too, if they're really tight and like leggings. I love that, too. Like last night, I had leggings on.
Mm-hmm.
Did I?
When we were at the club, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a pair of black leggings on, and what did I have on the top?
I remember you wearing some...
Bless you.
I remember you had some type of...
Oh, yeah, it was like a leopard... not a leopard, but... It was a gold with black things on it.
Okay.
So it was tight, and it was short.
Yeah.
So my middle was showing a little bit. I didn't have breasts on at the
time. Oh, okay.
My nipples are real sensitive, so a lot of times I don't wear the breast forms.
Right.
Because I like my nipples to be touched.
Yeah, I know. It kind of, impedes.
Yeah.
There was a girl last night that I met. The first time I ever met her, Jenny, she had on the plate, the breast plate, and I was...
Oh, yeah.
I grabbed her once.
Yeah, she had the whole thing, right?
Yeah. She, in fact, she put my hands on her.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was funny. So would you say when you're dressed that you're submissive or...
I'm submissive all the time.
All the time. So it's even when you're not dressed.
It's just me. It's just what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop it. A girlfriend of mine, she wanted me to dominate her, and I tried it twice. I wasn't real good at it.
Yeah. What? So do you have any, like, erotic moments as being a submissive? Like, anything, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would you say is one of your favorite erotic moments?
There's so many. But I was sharing that with you about when my mistress had me suck those men.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty erotic.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it wasn't. But after the first one, it was.
And you just needed to get used to having a cock in your mouth,
right.
I guess.
Right. And now I want to be really, really good at it, right? So I try.
So you try. You practice.
Well, not as much as I like to. But, yeah.
You could practice on a dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not the same.
Nah.
No, I know. It's not the same.
There's no reaction from a dildo.
That's true. But at least, you know, the gag reflex, you could train that.
It's kind of hard because I have this Bell's palsy, right? So my mouth is a little skewed. I have this tension coming down through the left side of my face. So it's hard to suck, actually.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at it, though.
Okay. And is that going to go away?
No, it's just not anymore. It's what it is now.
Yeah.
It was a lot worse. I mean... People thought I had a stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, everything drooped.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much better, but it's still there.
Wow.
I feel it every second of the day.
Ugh.
It's hard eating sometimes. I don't like to eat out in public.
Yeah.
A lot.
I remember my father had it, and he had it. He wound up having it twice, and the doctor said that was like winning the lottery, because most people don't have it more than once. But I think mostly recovered.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've known other people that it doesn't
No, I just feel it all the time.
Oh, wow. Is there anything you could do, like exercises or anything like that?
I exercise as much as I can. But no, I haven't gone to physical therapy, but my body's a wreck. I have 3 synthetic joints in this body.
Oh, wow.
So I'm used to therapy.
Oh, man. So... What do you think is the most frustrating thing about being a crossdresser?
Oh, wow. The most frustrating thing is cleaning my pussy.
You mean shaving?
Cleaning it. Yeah, because it's got to be, for me to have intercourse with either a strap on or a cock, I don't feel comfortable unless I am sparkling clean.
Right. So it's like a whole cleansing.
And that takes me about an hour and a half to do it.
Wow.
To get it right.
Right.
Because I will suck a dildo or a cock after it's been in me. That's how clean it is.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's the most frustrating thing. That's the most frustrating thing. And then, of course, you know, you need to shave all the time. Mm. My body, I don't mind. I can go a couple of days without shaving my body, and the appearance won't change. Mm-hmm. But you got to shave your face every day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
If you're gonna get dressed.
Of course. Anything else about the lifestyle that's frustrating?
Yeah, that I'm not out in the open with people that I know personally. You know, high school. Friends that I grew up with and things.
Okay, so you have like your vanilla friends then your Rennie friends.
Yep.
Okay.
And family. I mean, I have a general idea, but it's personal.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you don't feel like you have to tell anybody.
No.
But do you have? Is there? There's nobody in your close family that know.
No. I mean, they have an idea, but we don't discuss it, so...
Right.
It's not out in the open.
I see. Okay. Are you married?
I was.
You were.
My wife died 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Tough one.
Yeah.
Dementia.
Oh, wow.
Don't ever get that one.
That's rough. Yeah.
We were separated for years, but I still loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in contact with her. Actually, I moved her in with me for a while. When she was very sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got too much.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because it eventually gets to a point where you can't...
She didn't say a word for 6 years.
Wow.
Not a word.
Oh, wow, that's heartbreaking.
Oh, well.
That's so sad. So, it's hard to transition after that. Into something more fun. Did you ever go through any periods of purging? Like getting rid of all of your
Absolutely,
stuff?
6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
And what was the reason for that?
You want to know the truth? Here's the reason. I was worried that... Let's say, for example... driving down the road and getting in an accident and I'm dead.
While you're dressed.
Either that or all the stuff that I have at home.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out and someone said to me last night, actually, well, it doesn't matter, you're dead. Well, that doesn't, I don't care about me in that sense. I'm talking about my family, right?
Right.
So.
Do you think that your family would feel...
No, they wouldn't. They'd be okay with it.
They would be okay with it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
They love me because I'm a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
And they love me.
Right.
So it wouldn't...
You're obviously a really good person to take in your ex-wife with dementia. Yeah. Take care of her.
Yeah.
That takes a lot.
No, I'm good. I'm a good soul. So they wouldn't have any... they wouldn't say, oh my God, my dad did this and my dad... They wouldn't be like that.
Right. That's great.
Yeah. So but regardless, though, that's...
Yeah, that's what I mean. So why would it bother you so much?
I don't know.
Like, it won't bother you because you're dead.
Yeah, right.
But thinking about them after
Yeah, I don't
you're
want
gone.
Them to go any through any unnecessary... I don't know. It's probably silly of me to even worry about it.
Mm-hmm. I always feel that way, too. Like, when I'm talking to, you know, Roxy or any other crossdresser, I usually feel like you're making more of it in your mind than it actually would if you just came out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you probably would be surprised by their reactions.
Right.
Because I think, you know, in Roxy's world, that some of her vanilla friends kind of know some things, mm-hmm. too. And, mm-hmm. and I know she thinks that, too. But it just, you know, I guess I can understand, too, the fear.
Yep.
You know, because...
Embarrassment, really. It's not fear. I'm not a fearful person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's embarrassing.
Maybe. Embarrassing. Yeah.
I guess.
But,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. Like, shame will make you feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, fearful of... Feel you don't want to feel that,
yeah,
so
right,
you just
right.
avoid it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
When you were working, because you're retired now, so when you were working, would you say did you have like a real alpha job? Were you like an alpha male?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a lot of things. You know what I mean? And I never stayed at one job too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in construction, sales, management, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was.
And when you are male, you feel like you're kind of an alpha.
Oh, yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And are you attracted to men and women?
Mm-hmm. Women, much more. Some men.
Some men, if they're really good looking.
Well, they don't have to be really good looking. They just got to be really cool, you know? They
yeah,
got to be
that's true.
A good person.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. You know, personality can take you a long way.
That's right.
You know, looks can only
I mean, I get
so
hit
far.
On by men all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not here, though, because most of the men here are gay.
Right.
And they could care less about me.
Yeah.
I don't even think they notice me, actually. But that's okay.
It's funny, too, because, yeah, they don't really care for the cross-dressers.
Right.
But they seem to be going crazy with those burlesque dancers.
Yeah.
And those were women. Those
yeah.
were real women.
Yeah, I don't get that.
They loved it.
Yeah.
And I guess they, you know, like, I've known, you know, I've had, you know, many gay friends in my life. And they definitely do appreciate women's bodies.
Yeah,
even
because
if they're not attracted to them.
Yeah, right, right.
You know,
I don't get that though. How could that be possible?
Well, I guess you could appreciate something without, you know, wanting to have sex with
yeah,
it.
But I still don't get it.
You don't get it.
No, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, that's.
It's okay. I'm not okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm respectful.
Mm-hmm.
If men like men, that's good. I just don't understand why not women, though. I don't get it. I don't just don't understand it.
They're just born that way.
Yeah, but yeah. Even still.
Well, some people are born asexual, and they're not really attracted to either.
Yeah.
They just don't even care too much about sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people like that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. That's something I probably can't relate to. I mean, I, you know, go through periods where you're just not in the mood
right.
for a while. But,
right.
I don't know if that... I mean, I guess it could happen to anybody. I don't know.
Me either.
Something we have to research.
You have to have a conversation with someone
yeah.
like that.
So, I guess the last thing I want to ask is if you... you know, if you know some young guy just starting out, you know, has the desire to cross-dress, but, like, what advice would you give that person?
Well, okay. Work on your posture. That's probably the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there. Just watch. Pay attention. Pay attention to how they move, how women move, how they sit. You know?
Like, really observe women.
Yeah. Watch. And posture.
Yes.
That's the most important one.
I see, yes. Because sometimes, you know, it's such a dead giveaway when they start walking. Mm-hmm. Or,
yep.
You know, like yep. sitting down.
Yep.
And I get it, because I can't, I'm not like super ladylike. Mm-hmm. I'm not super feminine. Mm-hmm. So I even sometimes have a hard time looking that way or walking
I don't way. Think so. You might be over criticizing yourself, but you're very attractive.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I don't really even mean attraction, you know, how I look. I mean more about like how I
present myself.
Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I was never really a tomboy, but I was never really like a super girly girl.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider myself somewhere in the middle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So observe women, you know, act.
Pay attention to them.
And most of them do, because most of them that I know like women.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah, most of them are. I mean, I'll bet 90% of crossdressers are, well, certainly bisexual, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them.
They're at least bi or yeah. hetero flexible.
Right. But they gear towards women because that's what they're doing, right?
Yeah. You just love, you know, the women. You yeah. love the clothing, the yeah. shape of their bodies, yeah. their hair, yeah. you know, the makeup.
And that's why I try to stay so thin. I would like to lose 4 or 5 more pounds, right? And I would if I was in a relationship.
Great.
Yeah, but for a guy to present himself as a woman, mm-hmm. In my opinion, the thinner the better. Now, for women, it doesn't matter because they have that figure anyway. They got that waist and mm-hmm. they got the hips, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter whether you're big, small, skinny, heavy. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But for me, the way I look at it,
mm-hmm.
is thinner is better. Because you got to get that waist. You got to get the waist.
The waist
you girls
waist.
Got the waist. Doesn't matter whether you're 300 pounds or not, you still have that waist, right?
Right, yeah. That's true. It's really hard to get the waist because, you know, the hips, your hips are thin.
That's the most attractive part of a woman, I find.
The hips?
Hips, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch my walk yesterday?
Absolutely.
Did you see me doing the catwalk competition?
No.
You
but
missed
I watched
it.
You. I watched you walk.
Oh, okay.
Not on that though. But I watched you walk.
I felt like.
Where was this?
At the club.
Oh.
The host of the burlesque show.
Yeah.
Called a bunch of people up, so I jumped up because, you know, I had a few in me, so
yeah.
I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what it was,
oh,
what
wow.
we were gonna do. So it was me and 4 other gay guys.
Oh, wow.
So I was standing there and they were doing a catwalk competition, and I felt like the least feminine out of all of them. I was terrible. I also was trying not to fall over in my big heels, but I felt like I was mortified. Like, I can't walk like these guys.
Oh, wow.
They were so good at it.
Imagine that.
It was funny. But gay men, you know, they love, like, they, you know,
yeah.
they love doing that.
They like posing.
They like the swagger,
you know. I danced in that cage a few times, and I was in there with a beautiful woman one time. She was, like, smoking hot, right?
Yeah.
And we had a ball in one of those cages dancing.
I was tempted to go in the cage. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's fun. It's a fun club.
That's the first time.
Nice. This is the second time I've been to Rainbow Mountain, but it's the first time I was in the club.
In the club.
Yeah.
The club's nice. I think they should shake the music up a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, it's just boom, 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 boom. You know?
It's not. Yeah, the music that really gets me on the dance floor is like 80s.
Yeah.
I love 70s disco too. I definitely would have liked
that guy's name? Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Paula Abdul or some people like that. You know, get it funked up a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely could have used a little bit more because that's the stuff that gets me.
I would have been dancing if they would have done that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I love to dance.
Yeah, me too. Well, this has been great.
Thank you.
I had a really nice time talking to you.
Thank you.